The worst way to get rich. While the journalist was correct in saying that his advice was great for the average investor, the facts are that his advice is one of the hardest ways to get rich. People with a job who put money into a retirement plan, such as a 401k filled with mutual funds, are taking the slow bus through life. There are better investments. For most mutual fund managers, the S&P 500 is their benchmark to beat. Unfortunately, very few beat it. That often brings up the question, why do you need a fund manager if few can beat the S&P? Why not just invest that money myself in the S&P? My reply is, I ask the same question. Continuing, I say, if you invest $10,000 in real estate, you actually increase the basis of your investment using 90% leverage, in this case, $90,000 of your banker's money. In the years between 1992 and 2002, your $10,000 in the S&P 500 would have increased to $17,397, and your $10,000 along with your banker's money would have gone up to nearly $158,673. After pointing this out, the next question I often hear from them is, why don't more people invest in real estate? My reply is, because to invest in real estate, you have to be a better investor. Investing successfully in real estate not only requires more financial skills, investing in real estate is much more capital-intensive and management-intensive. Getting into paper assets such as mutual funds is much easier, less expensive, and requires very little management, which is why so many more people invest in them. How to achieve ultra-high returns. While some of the content of this program has been covered in other Rich Dad audiobooks, this program will go further into how ultra-high investment returns can be achieved than I have ever discussed before. I will introduce the accelerators of money that my rich dad taught me about. In this program, you will find out why diversifying and investing for the long term is often not the best investment advice, and why many people lose money in the market following that advice. One of the best-kept secrets of successful investors is not diversifying, but integrating. Rather than just investing in one asset, successful investors integrate two or three of the asset classes, which are business, real estate, and paper assets, and then accelerate, leverage, and protect the cash flowing through the assets. For example, Bill Gates became the richest man in the world by integrating the power of a business and the power of paper assets. He achieved the dream of many an entrepreneur, the dream of building a business and taking the business public through the stock market. In other words, he turned part of his business into paper, often known as shares. If Bill Gates had not taken his company public, he would probably still be rich, but he might not have become the richest man in the world at such a young age. Simply put, it was the integration of two asset classes that accelerated his wealth. He did not become the richest man in the world from his salary as an employee of Microsoft and diversifying his salary into mutual funds. Donald Trump achieves greater returns on his money by owning a business that invests in real estate. And Warren Buffett, the greatest investor in the world, achieves extremely high returns by owning a business that invests in other businesses. Big business versus small business. This does not mean your business must be big or be in the business of real estate. The point is, an investor could own a small business and also invest in real estate. It is like having two professions. One profession for the person and one profession for their money, which I recommend. For example, the profession I am most known for is as an author. That is my profession. My money's profession is real estate. Again, the important point is integration of two or three asset classes rather than diversification within just one asset. Even if you are a small business owner, you can take advantage of the same financial advantages as big business. Just as a big business and the stock market made Bill Gates a multi-billionaire, a small business and real estate and paper assets can make you a multi-millionaire in less than 10 years. The question is, can you become very good at investing in at least two different assets? If you can, financial magic can happen.